Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. There are new developments in the battle over the legalization of marijuana in New Jersey. Earlier this year, lawmakers tried to legalize pot through legislation, but the bill didn't get enough support. So Democratic State Senate President Steve Sweeney tells KYW News Radio they plan to put the question on the 2020 ballot.
I truly believe it's generational, but I respect my colleagues that don't support it. And I truly believe at the end of the day that once we put it on the ballot, it'll pass easily. So we'll get there. It's just not the course we wanted to get there that way.
Jersey Governor Murphy says he's also confident voters next year will be in favor of legalizing marijuana. The National Transportation Safety Board will meet today to talk about the probable cause of a mid-air engine failure last year that killed a passenger and forced an emergency landing at Philadelphia. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
The NTSB has been looking at why a fan blade in the left engine broke, causing debris to explode through a passenger window in the New York to Dallas flight in April of 2018. The cabin depressurized and 43-year-old Jennifer Reardon was nearly sucked out of the window.
They said there was a hole and someone went out.
Captain Tammy Jo Schultz made an emergency landing in Philadelphia, as heard on liveatc.net.
Southwest 1380. I understand your emergency. Let me know when you want to go in.
Yeah, we have a part of the aircraft missing, so we're going to need to slow down a bit.
Reardon would die from her injuries. Testimony at an earlier NTSB hearing indicated metal fatigue was to blame and that a 6-year-old crack in the fan blade wasn't picked up during visual inspections. Well, the playoff game between the Pleasantville and Camden High School football teams that was stopped when shots were fired in the stands will resume tomorrow. And those final 17 minutes will be played in the afternoon at Lincoln Financial Field. The game's not open to the public, but the New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association says both schools will be given free passes so students' families can attend. 3 people were shot that night, including a 10-year-old boy who's still in critical condition. Pleasantville Mayor Jesse Tweedle joined the town's police chief to pay the little boy a visit at the hospital.
The mother is so strong. She has a lot of faith. And she's, you know, projecting such a positive environment with faith and the way she's been acting and carrying herself that everyone else is feeding off of her. So there's a lot of strength and energy and faith in the air.
He says the community has come together since the shooting. There were 6 arrests in connection with it. The bill to raise the minimum wage in Pennsylvania is cleared a state Senate committee. A vote by the full Senate could come later this week. KYW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo reports.
The bill advanced by a state Senate panel would raise the minimum wage to levels far less than those favored by Democratic Governor Tom Wolf and other advocates. The governor has proposed raising it to $12 an hour with gradual increases of 50 cents to an eventual $15 an hour.
The majority leader of the Republican-controlled Senate has said he's open to a reasonable increase, but said the governor's proposal didn't fit that bill. Now the state Labor and Industry Committees approved a bill that would raise the minimum wage to $8 an hour in July, with gradual increases to $9.50 an hour by January of 2022. The American Heart Association is taking on the vaping industry in an effort to get those products away from kids. KYW's Justin Udo reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say around 27% of high schoolers are vaping. But Dr. Rosemarie Robertson with the AHA says she believes those numbers are much higher.
And everyone I have talked to shakes their head and smiles and says, those are way low. In fact, half of my school is vaping.
That's part of the reason the AHA is putting $20 million toward an initiative to pull the plug on vaping for younger Americans.
These new numbers with vaping and the fact that kids are getting addicted made us certain that we had to be all in and use every avenue we could to try to thwart this epidemic.
Dr. Robertson says the research will focus on the impact vaping and nicotine have on young people. That's the All Local. I'm Brandon Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.